This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, September 23rd. Well, I've been out of the office for a couple weeks, and it sure looks like there's been plenty of activity across the grain space during that time. I think most notably for wheat, we're looking at a spring wheat harvest that is way behind normal. We've still got about a quarter of the crop standing in the field, and much of that has been deteriorated down to feed wheat. A lot of rain across the northern plains, Canadian prairies, and couldn't come at a worse time, as this is mature wheat that has just been sitting there. And it's not just the rain, it's been high humidity and cool temperatures, ideal conditions for sprout damage. And we're looking at most of that wheat is going to end up as feed quality, unfortunately. It was a huge crop of spring wheat, beautiful crop across the northern plains, Canadian prairies. And again, for those that just couldn't get it all in before the rains hit, there was a lot of rain. And then we had the humidity. So it's been a disappointing last stretch of the harvest, and it's going to take some time to get it in. So the spring wheat market has gained significantly against the winter wheats. We picked up 19 cents in spring wheat last week. Kansas City was up 9, Chicago was up 1. So the spread's widening back out with spring wheat over soft red wheat in particular, and even against hard red winter wheat. I think that that spread will continue to gain, obviously, until we get a better handle on how much we're losing as far as quality. But in the bigger picture, I don't think this is going to be a runaway market. Two reasons. We had a very good quality hard red winter wheat crop here in the southern plains and across the northern plains in the United States. We also had a very high protein crop in Russia, which makes a big difference because they've become the world's largest exporter of wheat in general. And if they can push out some high quality wheat, that's going to definitely cut into the U.S. market. Now theirs is hard red winter wheat and it's a high pro, so that might limit that somewhat, but still we had quite a bit of carryover of high protein wheat from last year, spring wheat here in the United States. And what did get cut, the first 75%, looks to be a very good quality crop. So there will be enough milling grade wheat. It's just that it's not going to be a burdensome amount like we were looking at here just a couple weeks ago. So a disappointing finish to the spring wheat harvest, obviously particularly for those producers who still have wheat in the field. But and again, I do think that you'll see a bump in protein premiums most likely, and that might happen shortly after harvest, but that it's not going to be a runaway. I don't see that happening simply because there is enough milling grade supply in the market. Take us into next year, and if you have another problem next year, then I think the market will respond faster than normal. But I don't really see that spread or the protein premiums surging the way we can often do when we have a lot of feed spring wheat available. So that said, usually this time of year, as you get into late September, pushing into October, you typically have your fall seasonal rally in wheat. It's been pretty slow to develop this year, especially when you consider you still got a fourth of the spring wheat crop sitting out there in the field. But that has been a real struggle to get much going on the upside at all in the wheat space, largely because of a big world crop, a very good and big hard red winter wheat crop here in the United States and around the rest of the world as well. Pretty much everybody had a better crop than last year. It wasn't a record crop in a lot of areas, but still much better than last year. And you came into this year, marketing year, with adequate carryover stocks worldwide, and it looks like we're headed for record carryover stocks worldwide. So that's some of the drag on the wheat space, in addition to the weakness in corn and soybeans and the lack of a trade deal with major trading partners. There's just a significant amount of drag in the grain space and in the broader markets too. Other than ag markets, it's a similar story. So there's clearly a slowdown in global economic growth, and whether that directly affects grain or not, it's certainly going to have an indirect impact on all markets. Now, world prices have remained steady from the previous week. European Union and Russian FOB offers right around 186 to 189. Russian production looks like it's going to hover right around 75 million tons, which is pretty close to where they were last year. They've had a freeze over the weekend, but it doesn't look like it's going to have much of an impact. Most of their summer crops are either mature or they've already been harvested. So this freeze, which came a little early for most areas, doesn't look like it's going to have that big of a deal. So I think the wheat market, as we move forward, we're still hoping to get a fall rally, and I think that will be led by spring wheat, as it I would expect that will continue to move higher against the winter wheat markets. As far as Kansas City versus Chicago, that spread has improved a little bit over the last week or so, but it's still sitting, you know, 70 plus cents under Chicago, and it's probably going to stay that way until we get into the next marketing year, or at least the next to find out what the plantings will be. There is some evidence that hard red winter wheat planting is a little bit slow and maybe lower than last year. Western Kansas in a fairly dry situation, but I think, you know, unless they have other alternatives, which is pretty limited in Western Kansas, they'll eventually go back to wheat. So we'll see where that all shakes out. I would expect that you'll see a bump in soft red plantings. There's a lot of acres out there with nothing on them. They may give it a shot. But I think by this time next year, it could be a very different story as far as the spreads, with Chicago losing its premium to Kansas City most likely, and Minneapolis kind of regaining some of its premium against Chicago. Other than that, it's going to be, a tough marketing year for wheat. There's plenty of wheat around the world, record carryover stocks. Quality, I think, will hold. You might see the premium, protein premiums bump a little bit simply because of a little bit of a drop in supply. But again, we are adequately supplied worldwide for milling grade wheat and for obviously wheat in general. So rallies, I think, will be quick to be sold. And unless something significantly dire happens in Argentina and Australia, we're still going to be looking at a wheat market that basically a sideways market at best and could continue on in its downtrend. Now, there are some dry pockets showing up in western Argentina, and that's worth noting. It could take some of the top end off of production. They were looking at record production this year, and now there's the government slapping on some export tariffs, so that's going to disrupt some of the marketings, but they're still looking at this point at a pretty sizable hard red winter wheat crop in Argentina. Australia looks like they'll be better than the last couple of years. Nothing great, but it's not going to be a game changer, I don't think. It might open up some markets for us in Southeast Asia for a little bit longer into the fall, but Russia's there, and they've got some good quality wheat, and the Europeans are around as well. They're going to be competing aggressively for that market share. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.